This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Former White House counsel Don McGahn defied a subpoena Tuesday to appear before the U.S. House Judiciary Committee. McGahn was a key figure in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
McGahn is a key eyewitness to how the president handled the Russia probe and refused to show up at a hearing this morning. Chairman Gerald Nadler's threatening to hold McGahn in contempt and enforce the subpoena.
We will not allow the president to prevent the American people from hearing from this witness.
Democrats are debating how to handle the president's stonewalling. Some are pushing for impeachment hearings, while Speaker Nancy Pelosi and others want a more methodical approach. Either way, Republicans like Doug Collins say Democrats need to give up.
There's nothing here.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Authorities in New Zealand have charged the self-avowed white supremacist who killed 51 worshippers at two Christchurch mosques back in March with terrorism. It's the first time such a charge has been brought in the country's history. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The new charge comes with a maximum penalty of life imprisonment upon conviction and will be a test case for New Zealand's terrorism law, which came onto the books in 2002 following the terrorist attacks in the US on September 11, 2001. Just before the March 15 attacks this year, Brenton Harrison Tarrant had emailed New Zealand's Prime Minister a manifesto outlining his white supremacist beliefs and his detailed plans for the shooting.
That's AP's Charles de Ledesma reporting. Malawian President Peter Mutharika is seeking a second term as voters in the Southern African nation cast ballots in Tuesday's general election. About 6.8 million voters are choosing whether to allow the 78-year-old Mutharika to stay in office. For more on this and other stories, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Washington's top national security officials were on Capitol Hill Tuesday to brief Congress on escalating tensions in the Persian Gulf. Senior Trump administration officials met with members of Congress after weeks of tensions between the U.S. and Iran, raising alarms over a possible military confrontation. U.S. officials are expressing suspicion that Iran was responsible for attacks last week on two Saudi oil pumping stations and an earlier sabotage of four oil tankers. Texas Congressman Michael McCaul, the House Foreign Affairs Committee's top Republican, says he found the briefing informative.
It was a very specific and credible threat briefing that we heard today from Iran. And in fact, they've carried out and launched several attacks through their proxies.
But Democrat Adam Smith, the House Armed Services Committee chairman, said Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spent a long time laying out Iran's actions and not enough on the U.S. policy toward Tehran.
He argued, you know, here's all the terrible things that Iran had done, and he spent about 10 minutes until I cut him off making that argument. And as every member who stood up said, we know Iran is bad, okay? What is the policy going forward? There wasn't enough information on that.
Recently, the U.S. sent an aircraft carrier strike group, four bomber aircraft and four other assets to the region, and is moving a Patriot missile battery to an unnamed country in the area. A panel of World Health Organization experts say strategies must be strengthened to combat the worsening Ebola epidemic in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the WHO's annual conference in Geneva.
The WHO Regional Director for Africa, Machidiso Moeti, finds the increasing number of new Ebola cases extremely worrying and challenging. She warns the risk of the disease spreading beyond Congo's borders is very high. She says the DRC's nine neighboring countries are aware of the dangers and with the help of the WHO have taken many steps to prepare for that possibility.
We have 16 Ebola treatment centers and units having been established across the nine countries.
WHO officials are appealing for intensified international political engagement and financial support to combat Ebola. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The WHO's latest report counted more than 1,700 cases of Ebola in Congo, including more than 1,200 deaths. And a sit-in protest in Khartoum continued on Tuesday as ruling generals and protesters behind demonstrations that drove Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir from power failed to strike a deal. The latest round of negotiations took place on Monday night. I'm Marissa Milton. This is VOA News.